Around the world, the pandemic has not just closed museums and art exhibitions, it's also restricted access to zoos, wildlife parks and animal conservation programs. In Papua New Guinea, there are serious concerns about the future of the country's only animal rescue centre. The Port Moresby Nature Park is one of the country's most popular attractions. If you've been to PNG, you will no doubt have been there or at least heard about it and been told you should go. There is though now a question about whether it can keep operating. Michelle McGeorge runs the park. She's joining me this morning from PNG's capital. Good morning to you.
Morning, Hamish. Thanks for having me.
How well is the country dealing with COVID? I mean, how is PNG faring during this time generally?
We have a very low confirmed case number. So I think at the moment we're around 510 confirmed cases, but WHO has indicated that we're extremely low in our testing. So I think we've actually tested less than 1% of the population. And so I think, you know, we don't really have the medical facilities here to be able to deal with it. But from what we kind of see just living in Port Moresby, haven't really seen a huge increase. But we have been, obviously, with a number of restrictions in place for many months now.
And what is the park home to? I mean, if you've been to PNG, you've probably almost certainly been there or at least been told to go there. What makes it so special?
Yes, we have over 550 native animals. I think probably what makes it so special is it's actually the only one of its kind in the entire country. So my background's in zoos in Australia, and we came up here 10 years ago under the invitation of the government in Papua New Guinea to look at what was then the National Botanical Gardens. And basically it's been a journey over the last 10 years of turning something that was not very good and no one really went to and was quite dangerous into now what is an iconic attraction for the country and really the only opportunity that a lot of people have to actually learn about PNG's biodiversity, and also too, to hopefully get a better understanding about the need to really protect and preserve the rainforests of Papua New Guinea.
Yeah, I mean, there's some pretty extraordinary wildlife in PNG. Do you house a lot of that? Can you go there and see that?
Yeah, so we have a lot of wildlife. When the botanical gardens, when we came in 2010, actually had animals in the collection, all in very, very poor condition. But over the years, a lot of our, as we've been able to get the word out and do a lot more of our education programs, we started to notice that people saw us as, oh, well, we're the lovers of wildlife, so we must also be the ones that we will send injured wildlife to, or surrenders, or, you know, unwanted pets. There's a lot of street selling of native animals that goes on here, and a lot of people, you know, and the people even in Port Moresby, some areas will still eat native animals. And so we've kind of also evolved into becoming the country's wildlife rescue centre.
Extraordinary.
So a lot of the animals within the collection really had nowhere else to go, and we've been able to save them and give them a home in the nature park, and use them as ambassadors as well to really teach people about the animals.
You do get some funding from government, but I think the primary source of income is visitors, which clearly have disappeared to a large extent. I know you started a campaign to get some community funding back in June. What's your target? What response have you had?
Yeah, so we do get about a third of our funding comes from the provincial government, but the rest we have to self-generate. So since April, we went into a state of emergency in Papua New Guinea, and so we lost about 75% of the visitation. We were directed to remain open, being that we are the only safe outdoor recreational space in Moresby, so the government felt that was still important. So we've been operating, but we just haven't really had the visitors. So in June, we were really at critical point, concerned about whether we would actually have to permanently close due to the financial situation. And so we launched a GoFundMe page with the Zoo and Aquarium Association, which is based in Sydney, and that governs all good zoos in Australia, New Zealand, and Papua New Guinea. We're actually the only member in all the South Pacific Islands. And so the aim is to raise 10 months' worth of wildlife care costs. So that's the food, the animal caring staff, water, electricity, our security costs, just so that we can kind of make sure we can get through this. So it was about, I think Australia's about $440,000 we're aiming to raise. And we're not too far off the $300,000. I think we're about $250,000 actually. So still got a bit of a way to go. But yeah, we're hoping that the GoFundMe campaign will just help raise awareness overseas about the need for support for us in Papua New Guinea.
Well, good luck with it. It's been a pleasure to talk to you this morning, Michelle McGeorge. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
From the Port Moresby Nature Park there.